Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 326. We studied much earlier three organs of the eye that are derived from the endoderm and controlled from the brainstem: choroid, iris and ciliary body. We also studied smooth ciliary muscles under the organs originated from the endoderm itself but controlled from the midbrain. Today's topic of our discussion is the SBS of the striated muscles of the ciliary body. The ciliary body is the organ that connects the choroid with the iris of the eye. It contains the ciliary muscles that control the shape of the lens to allow clear vision. There are smooth muscles that are involuntary and striated muscles that are voluntary. Both regulate the changing of the lens shape to produce a clear vision at varying distances. This process is known as accommodation. There are certain ligaments called zonules that connect the ciliary body with the lens to hold it in place. They are important in the accommodation. When the ciliary muscles contract, the zonules get relaxed, the lens become rounder, enabling it for nearer vision. When the ciliary muscles relax, the zonules pull the edges of the lens, making it flatter and enabling it for distant vision. What is important for our present study is that the striated muscles or voluntary muscles of the ciliary body derive from the new mesoderm and are controlled from both cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. That means they have two control centers in the cerebrum. The trophic function of the muscles responsible for the nutrition of the tissue is controlled from the cerebral medulla, and the function of contraction and relaxation of the tissue is controlled from the motor cortex part of the cerebral cortex. There is the crossover correlation from the brain to the organ, meaning the striated ciliary muscles of the right eye is controlled from the left side of the cerebrum, and that of the left eye is controlled from the right cerebral hemisphere. Remember, I told already that the smooth ciliary muscles are controlled from the midbrain, located at the outermost part of the brainstem. Later you will learn that the extraocular muscles of the eye and the striated ciliary muscle share the same brain relay. Even though our topic of discussion is only the striated muscles of the ciliary body, we will make a revision of the SBS of the smooth ciliary muscles so that you will be able to make a comparative study of the biological conflict active phase and healing phase of both the sets of muscles involved in the process of regulating the accommodation or change of the lens shape to produce a clear vision at varying distances. The biological conflict linked to the smooth ciliary muscles is not being able to see what is close, not being allowed to see what is close, or not wanting to see what is close. There is a sustained contraction or hypertonus of the smooth ciliary muscles, causing relaxed tension in the zonules and therefore more curving of the lens during the conflict active phase, thereby serving the biological purpose. Myopia or nearsightedness is the result. During healing phase, the muscle tension goes back to normal with the fluttering of the lens during the epileptoid crisis. Now you will be able to appreciate the SBS of the striated ciliary muscles better. Please listen carefully. The biological conflict linked to the striated muscles of the ciliary body is not being able to see what is in the distance, not being allowed to see what is far away, or not wanting to see what is in the distance. GNM explains several life situations that can cause these conflict-active experiences. For example, a person or an object is too far away to be recognized or identified, or there is difficulty reading a signboard because it is too far away. It can be a situation of not being permitted to visit someone or to go on a journey. It can also be a situation of not wanting to see a person who is leaving. As in the case of any other striated muscles, during the conflict active phase, there is cell loss or necrosis of the ciliary muscles because it is controlled from the cerebral medulla, and at the same time paralysis or weakness of the ciliary muscles because it is also controlled from the motor cortex. This makes the sonules to tighten and cause the lens flatter. The result is the serving of the biological purpose of nature to be better able to see what is far away. Prolonged conflict activity will result in farsightedness or hyperopia. Please bear in mind that the striated ciliary muscles are also in the group of organs that respond to the related conflict with functional loss. During the healing phase of the striated ciliary muscles, there is reconstruction of the necrosed or lost tissue. During the epileptic crisis, there will be fluttering of the lens because the ciliary muscle is attached to the sense through the sonules. At the end of the healing phase, the ciliary muscle can become stronger than before, just as any other organ controlled from the cerebral medulla. It is a GNM principle that an organ works more efficiently after healing has been complete if the organ is a cerebral medulla controlled one. Friends, here we conclude our discussion on the ciliary muscle's significant biological special program. Please await for a fresh topic tomorrow. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.